Welcome to another episode of the Maybe It's Just Me podcast. I'm your host, Mario Scott, and you could have been anywhere in the world right now, but you chose to be with me. And for that, I'm grateful, and I'm committed to giving you something worthwhile to chew on. In this episode, we're going to talk about a penny being worth more than just your thought, and how we are so close to reaching our goals and dreams. As always, I will also give you a stock tip for this episode, and as a clue, I'm sure you will see why a picture is worth more than 1,000 words. But hey, maybe it's just me. So sit back and relax, and let's dive in. What is it about reaching our goals that is so hard? Sometimes, whether the goals are huge or whether they are merely tasks on a daily to-do list, it seems like they are always just a bit out of reach. I know some of you listening will argue that if you don't have the discipline and determination to pursue a goal, that must mean that you're not committed to achieving it and most likely won't get it. While there's certainly some merit to that school of thought, what if we are missing something unique? What if we have overlooked the very thing that could help us live our best lives? What if the very key to unlocking the potential of your dreams or goals was packed in a bundle of power that is much more practical than a gigantuan shift in your life? What do you think you could achieve if you truly embrace the fact that you alone have the power to impact the direction you want your life to go in? Whether you're looking to achieve great things at work, in your relationships, or with your finances, or simply to be a better version of you, I submit that the path to your life you envision for yourself can be achieved if you're willing to maximize the potential of incremental progress, or what I simply like to call the compound interest of your effort. Some of you know that compound interest is a financial occurrence in which you can substantially grow your income through the addition of interest to the sum that you invest, which is then reinvested instead of being paid out, so that in the next period you can earn interest on your sum plus the interest. This is absolutely huge. And if you want to know more about that, please contact me at massinvestinggroup.gmail.com. That's massinvestinggroup.gmail.com. But for today's purposes, however, suffice to say that you can have those same gains and benefits in your life through the same strategy. You can achieve your goals or the life that you envision for yourself if you are willing to take one step towards the thing that you desire. Now, here's the caveat. You can't take the step once. You have to take that one step consistently. And this is where many of us often miss the mark. Where you are right now in life, good or bad, is at least somewhat related to the accumulation of choices that you have made. That being said, in order to change it, you can't do it one day or one week. But the step you take has to not be something you do, but become something that you are. That, my dear friends, happens through a word called consistency. The word consistency is something that has been somewhat of a kryptonite in our culture. There is something about our desire to get instant gratification that has made the idea of having to be consistent somewhat of a taboo. It's really not our fault. We know that the idea of instant gratification has become big business. We've all seen ads and infomercials that promise for a small fee you can lose weight in 10 minutes that it's taking you 10 years to put on. I'm sure you've seen an array of business ads that promise you $50,000 checks and a path to be rich that is not paved with hard work, determination, or even grit. Heck, even in some churches, instead of actually motivating the members to achieve practical things like a quality education and investment strategies to actually work, they are made to believe that if they give X amount of dollars, that they will have the opportunity for financial success. And the sad truth is that this kind of theology is actually more profitable for the pastor. However, not for the people. And if you're a Christian listening to this podcast, please don't take this to mean that I'm saying that all pastors or all churches, because I'm sure your church is one of the upstanding ones. But my point is merely that nothing in our society has been absolved from the infiltration of immediate gratification. Now that I think of it, though, the Bible does reference the power of faith, and that the size of a mustard seed has the word faith in it, and then in and of itself highlights the necessity of consistency and, moreover, perseverance, because faith is activated during uncertainty and possibly even the discomfort of a process. So that being said, I encourage you today to take one small step, one meaningful step towards whatever your goal is. Just decide that today is the day, that this is the moment, that this is your moment to commit to taking the step towards the lifestyle that you've always envisioned for yourself. If you want to be promoted at work, identify what's the one barrier that I have and commit to it. Maybe it's networking, for example. Commit to reaching out to one person new a week. If it's weight that's your issue, what's the one thing, just the one thing that you could cut out of your diet that could make all the difference in the world? Maybe you've always wanted to pursue a bachelor's degree or even an advanced degree. Don't worry about the length of the process. Just decide to take one class. Perhaps you want a better relationship with your spouse. What's the one thing you can do to improve it? Is it quality time? Could it be therapy? I'm sure you know it, so just do it. The key to your happiness is looking right back at you in the mirror. Sometimes it's ourselves who have been holding us back and who have become our greatest hindrance. But if you are willing to take just one step in a different direction and towards your goals and dreams and commit to that step on a consistent basis, all things are possible. The level of thinking that has gotten you into this place is not enough to get you to the next level. But the great news is that you are one step, one decision, one move away from creating the momentum that will create the compound interest for your effort and ultimately in your life. In Sam Parker's best-selling book, 212 Degrees, he says at 211 degrees, water is hot. At 212 degrees, it boils. And with boiling water, you get steam. And when you have enough steam, you can power a train. 1 degree, consistently applied, has literally changed this entire world. I can only imagine how your one thing could potentially change yours. But hey, maybe it's just me. Before I give you my stock tip of the day, let me remind you that I'm not a financial professional, and my opinions are solely based on my own research and experience. So I highly encourage you to do some research for yourself as well. To that end, my tip for the day is Pinterest, ticker symbol PINS, which closed at $68.21 a share at the time of this podcast. Pinterest is an image-sharing social media platform that is a visual discovery engine for finding ideas around home improvements, remodels, recipes, you name it. The site has over 400 million active users, and Pinterest generates revenue by targeting ads at these users, selling what they call promoted pins, and click-to-buy shopping ads to hundreds of their partners. What I personally like about Pinterest versus other social media platforms is that the ads are actually welcomed. On other platforms, ads become somewhat of a nuisance, so much so that these platforms, for a small fee of course, offer the consumer a chance to skip them. But the fact that Pinterest ads are welcomed, in my estimation, make it much easier to value Pinterest and how they generate revenue. Now, this past week, Pinterest stock was pummeled after a not-so-great Q1 earnings report. Pinterest was down 15%. And they were down because they had slower-than-expected user growth. So I know your question is, Mario, you just told me that this is your stock pick of the week, but it's down 15%. How can that be? Well, I'm glad you asked. And here's three reasons on why I recommend Pinterest. Number one, they're surging revenue. Pinterest active users grew by 30% year over year and generated $478 million in quarter number one. Number two, the top line growth is absolutely outstanding. Pinterest is still in growth mode and has demonstrated that their business model is scalable. And number three is what I call the Warren Buffett effect. One of Warren Buffett's keys to success was to be greedy when others are fearful, especially when it comes to good businesses. And this is the perfect time to buy this amazing stock at a great discount. But hey, maybe it's just me, but I say buy Pinterest. That'll do it for another episode of Maybe It's Just Me. Thank you so much for joining us today. Please don't forget to rate and review and subscribe to this podcast on whatever medium that you're choosing to listen to this podcast on. Thanks again, and I hope you have a fantastic day on purpose.